Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Iradio Pulpit yakha uMzantsi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
657 medium wave radio pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And Wednesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Thank you so much to Johan Els, who's been taking you through a joyride. Something else there. And is back to you, with you tomorrow. And may the Father continue to enrich and bless him and make him stronger and stronger each and every time. Beautiful new grace for every program that he does. Beautiful and new mercies for every day he wakes up. Let us start with a beautiful song, and we will connect with our guests. This, I think you know, from the album Message in the Music.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Praying for the vindication of his holy nation. Wow. And the OJ is there. You know, Eddie Levert, hey, on the leads there. Anyway, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. On the line, I have Muruti Karabo Mraka and also Pastor Samuel Kabamba. And let me welcome them. Let me start with Muruti Karabo Mraka. Greetings to you, servant of the Most High. Welcome to the show, sir.
Greetings to you, my brother. Greetings to my brother, Sam Kabamba. Greetings to all the beautiful people of the Radio Pulpit listenership. Thank you for welcoming us, all of us, to this show tonight. We are trusting our Father, the Messiah, and the Holy Spirit to navigate us through it to the glory of the one and true living God.
Yes. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. And we also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba is on the line. Muruti, greetings to you and welcome, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, and greetings to you and to Muruti Mraka, and greetings to everyone that is going to be with us tonight, and greetings to especially to the faithful listeners of our radio. And we thank the Lord for this day, and may the Almighty God bless us and keep us. May all of us enjoy this moment.
Absolutely. Are you well, sir? Is the family doing good?
We are doing well and everything is fine. Just a bit tired, but we are okay.
Oh, sorry about that, man. You know, January is January, man. Ish. January is January, my bro, man. You know?
Yeah.
So, it comes with its own things. It comes with its own things. Yes. Yeah. Now, we said we are going to talk about the Sabbath. We're not going to talk about denominations that are affiliated to the notion. We are going to talk about it not from a theological perspective, not from a point of self-justification and justifying some cults, movements, and schools of thoughts. And we basically will not even be bashing anyone with regards to this. We just want to talk about Sabbath or the Sabbaths, you know, as they come, and what the word says with regards to it. Now, the intention is to find what the word says and not to dispel anyone's theory, but to speak what the word says and see where we all stand with regards to the word. For the word is like a mirror also in this case. So we're looking into that. We trust the Father will do you good and do you well. And of course, also as to what it is all about. And there's been quite a lot of mess-ups on the calendar. If I'm not mistaken, man, there's quite a lot of mess-ups on the calendar. I saw more than 18 today when I was looking at some of the theories that were allocated to me. I saw quite a lot with regards to this, that we find ourselves really put into this kind of aspect of viewing the Sabbath. But nevertheless, we are looking into it, and I trust the Father will do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. Right. Now, when we look into the Word, and looking into the Word, we start to find that, and many times you would see that it has something to do with rest. And then it has something to do also with keep it holy. And it has something to do with the numericals, you know, as to what it is all about. It comes after the number six. It comes after the number six. It's something that we also have to look into as to the implications. Now, my study with regards to this is not that much as compared to the two men that are featuring on the show. It's not that much my study on this. I had gone through and through all the years, and I've kept quiet about this. I've never said anything about this. The first time that I speak about it, I touched on it a couple of years ago somewhere with another audience and crowd, and I was just asking the question, what is the Sabbath? And not from a perspective of the church or the churches, sorry, not that from the perspective of the denominations of the saints or the churches of the saints, but from the word. And when we speak about it in definitions, we sometimes get it wrong. And I'm happy that, you know, I studied to be a teacher. You know, when you ask a question and they'd say, what? Then many people would go and then respond to a question that would have started with when. And that is where you get the whole theory wrong. Because the question doesn't say when, the question doesn't say how, the question doesn't say why, the question says what. The definitions. If I have to define a car that has a projecting boot, I should be able to say it is a sedan. Because it has a projecting trunk. It is a sedan, therefore. And a sedan is a car with a projecting hood and a projecting trunk. That is a sedan. And then I shouldn't say, then this is something else. You know, it's something that this just doesn't have to work for us. Now, the word says in Exodus chapter 16, verse 30, so the people rested on the seventh day. So we see the Sabbath being called a seventh day. But which day is it? Is it a day according to the Gregorian calendar? You'll find that there's a mistake also there. And someone was telling me today that that day should be measured according to the two great lights, and then quoted quite a lot of scriptures with regards to that. I will look at that file and try to bring that across. Now, when I said it comes after 6 days, it's because of Exodus 31, verse 15. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is the Sabbath of rest. Holy to the Elohim, Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. We understand that time of the law, that time of the law in that way. Now, it says in Exodus 34:21, 6 days you shall work, but the seventh day you shall rest. In plowing time and in harvest, you shall rest. What does it mean, therefore? In other words, when we say, what is the Sabbath? And what does it have to do with the concept of rest? And then we can get to the question, why? Exodus chapter 35, verses 3, you shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings on the Sabbath day. Kindle no fire. Kindle no fire. Anything that has to do with fire, power. And then it says, and it says also in Leviticus 26:2, you shall keep my Sabbaths, now in plurality, and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Elohim. And we are asking the concept, what is the Sabbath? Which means we should describe all of them. All of them. That we can lay hand or hold on. We should be able to describe that. Deuteronomy 5:12, observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Elohim, Yahuwah, commanded you. Keep it holy. It should be a day that is holy, not a holiday, a day that is holy. Something I also saw, which I need to peruse through the Bible, as I was talking to Muruti Muraka, I looked at something also. I think it's in Genesis chapter 4. Let me just rush to it. Sorry, I'm using my old Bible. And I need to look into this. Exodus, Genesis chapter 2. Now, in Genesis chapter 2, verses 3. Sorry about my perusing. Sorry about that. Thus the heavens and the earth and the host of them were finished. Verse 1 of chapter 2, Genesis. And on the seventh day, Yahuwah ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then Yahuwah blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which Yahuwah had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that the Elohim, Yahuwah, made the earth and the heavens. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for the Elohim, Yahuwah, had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. Then we see that very aspect, that he rested on the seventh day, and then he blessed this seventh day because it is a day in which he rested from all his work. He sanctified it. He ended his work. He rested from the work of all his work. And on the seventh day, he rested. He blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which he created and made. And therefore we need to understand as to what does he mean when he said he rested? What does it mean to rest? We will speak also about that. Now, in Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 17, it says, then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do by which you profane the Sabbath day? Now, check it out. I think Christ also is challenged in that way. And it is spoken of him in that way. And that's the thing, because then people call it the seventh day, and then others call it, you know, the day of rest. And we need to look into this, right? The desecration of it, we also will be looking into this. We will be looking into doing ordinary work and warnings. In Jeremiah 17:27, but if you will not heed my, if you will not heed me to hallow the Sabbath day, such as not carrying a burden when entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the palaces of Judah, and it shall not be quenched. Why was the Father placing this? Why was the Father placing this? Now, Christ is also known as the Elohim of the Sabbath, that the Sabbath was made for him and not him for it. We are going to look into that also. After this, questions into the matter.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The Sabbath. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. What do you understand about this? And then you heard my disclaimers. It should not be about your denominational philosophy. We need the Word. We need to understand the Word. We need to know what stands and what doesn't stand. And we need to know as to its implication. And my question and gripe is in the concept of rest. What does it mean to rest? If Christ was working on this, what kind of rest is that? And we need to look into that. Because according to me, everything that is done by Him is a rest. And according to me, He has become my Sabbath because He is my rest. Anyway, we are asking these questions and we want to know. I have made a bit of disjointed points with regards to this so that we can pick up a perspective of everyone into the notion. What is the Sabbath? Muruti Mraka, let me start with you, sir.
Thank you very much, my brother. This is much appreciated.
Hallelujah.
And my prayer is that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will help us not to be, number one, confused, or number two, confuse others.
Yes.
But rather that through the intervention of the ability of God and His Word, we will see what He wants us to see, which is to help us. And right on the onset, I would like to speak this way, that we should understand that the words which are written for us, which we identify according to the books, the chapters, the verses, they actually contain the doctrine of God. In other words, His teaching, what He wants us to
know and understand, and then walk in the wisdom thereof.
Yeah.
And many of the things that he has given upfront were to teach us the truth. So it's the same with the Sabbath. That what he said about the Sabbath from the beginning until the Messiah came was to teach us. And when the Messiah came, it was the time of the true application. And that's why I agree with you. Because unless we see it that way, we won't understand what you the statement which you made. You actually said, according to me, the Messiah is my rest. It doesn't make sense to the natural human mind.
Yes.
It actually sounds crazy for anybody to say that. However, if we understand that from the beginning, in the writings that we look at from Genesis, it was a teaching. We are being taught about something. And when the Messiah came, this is the time of the application. And therefore, whatever we have been taught was pointing towards the Messiah. And therefore, we should, in the Messiah, really ask for the revelation of what the Father was teaching all along. Because he said, the Messiah said, you will know that the doctrine which I'm teaching is not mine, but it's of the one who sent me. So, here is where I start, my brother. That the authentic Sabbath, as opposed to the true Sabbath, where authentic just means something which is the one, it's the real, but it does not necessarily mean it is the utmost, if I may put it that way. The true is the utmost. In other words, if you are talking about an image and the real being, there is a Sabbath which is an image. There is a Sabbath which is the being. And the authentic, which is the image, which is the teaching tool, is the one which we are told in Genesis. On the seventh day, Elohim rested from all the work that he was doing, and he blessed the Sabbath, and he declared the Sabbath holy, which is exclusive, because in it he had stopped all the work that he was doing of creation. Therefore, he then goes further when he chooses people to be his nation. And he gives them the Sabbath as a sign of his covenant. He says to them, you can work for 6 days. On the seventh day, make that day exclusive. Let it be completely different from the other days. In this day, you shall take a break. Because in this day, in the true Sabbath, I have stopped all creative work. I'm not creating further. For you to show that you are in agreement with me, let your every seventh day, which is a cycle, be a day you take a break because you are imitating me. I'm just trying to say that all these things which you were saying, and most of them you read the verses, I agree with those verses. I will add also
that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11, I'm adding to Exodus chapter 31, which you read, verse 13, which if one wants to read further, they can read up to verse 17. But also in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3 and B, where he says they must keep it. The reason for keeping the seventh day as a different day, a day in which the nation of God rests, was for the teaching, so that they understand, because he says you rest, your wife rests, your children rest, your servants rest, your animals rest. It yes. impacts everything and everybody. And especially if in a certain country, everybody stops.
Mm.
Then it has got a powerful impact of actually reminding all everybody that we are doing this in honor of Yudevaveh Elohim.
Yes.
Hence, now, when the Messiah has come, the Messiah uncovers and opens this up and says, the Sabbath was actually created for the Elohim, Yudevaveh, mm-hmm. not Yudevaveh for the Sabbath. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
yes. And in this introduction, I want to just again emphasize the Sabbath speaks about stopping something which has been happening. It comes to a completion.
Mm.
It comes to a stop, a halt. But in application, in our walk of faith, whether we be under the law, the walk of faith, because the law was also the walk of faith. Under that walk, it is to keep on every seventh day taking a rest, because that rest, that break is speaking about the cessation, the great cessation of God, which is in the Messiah. Hence, the Messiah himself says, my Father is still working. I am working. He's trying to show us the bigger picture, that this, while we are still here under the current heavens and earth, there is work continuing. But to show that we believe, at the end of this age, the Messiah is ushering in the blessed day of the Lord, in which we shall cease from our own works. What we do continually to show that we are walking by faith of what is coming,
mm.
we keep the Sabbath.
I hear you.
That is what is, I believe, important to understand. Then we won't fight with one another about this, about that, if we realize that the Sabbath points to Yudevaveh,
mm.
points to the Messiah.
Mm.
And I hope as we continue, then we can look at some of the scriptures,
yes.
which sometimes look like they are fighting each other, but
mm.
actually they are pointing this, because naturally it's hidden. But yeah. when the revelation of the Spirit comes, it starts to show us that you have on the one hand that which is a teaching, which is pointing to what is the truth and the reality.
Wow.
And when you know what is the reality,
mm.
you walk as being in the reality through the Messiah.
I love the aspect of the concept of the Messiah is always reminiscent of the covenant that the father have, or that the father has with Yasharal, with his children. Now, let me just quote a bit something about the Shabbat also. And I continuously say Yahusha is king, Christ is king. It says, speak also. This is 13. Remember, I read 15. 13, as Pastor Mraga was saying, says, speak also unto the children of Yasharal, saying, truly, my Shabbaths you shall guard, for it is a sign between you and me. So the Sabbath should denote that. It should show that. It's a sign between you and me. And throughout your generations, that you may know, and I like it when he pointed that, so I had to repeat that, that you may know, which means it's also a day of knowledge, that you may know that I am Yahuwah, Mahadashkan, who made you, Kadash, who made you, who created you. Now, I don't know if we really understand this. The Sabbath is a token or a sign between us and Yahuwah throughout the generations, to know that he is Yahuwah, to know him and to understand him. It says you shall guard it because it's a day of rest. Rest also now. I said Christ, now I go. Rest also is the presence. Christ is the wisdom. Then rest is the knowledge also. Pastor Sam, what comes to mind?
Thank you very much, Muruti Ray, and thank you to Muruti Muraka for all the points that you put down to us. And the question that you asked us is, what is the Sabbath? And as Muruti Muraka was speaking, and even as from the beginning, I said that maybe the best question that we'll ask is, who is the Sabbath? That we ask, what is the Sabbath? Because yes. when you say what already, we're looking at a thing. We're looking at a time. We're looking at a place. We're looking at it. I mean, you know, whatever we has to do with what, you know, talking about things, talking about time. We can talk about time, obviously. We can talk about place as well. And already, that's where I think the mistake has been for most of some of us, whereby we did not really understand what the Father was stating by the Sabbath. Because when we read the Bible, as Muruti Muraka has already mentioned quite a lot of things in terms of definition, because when you talk about Sabbath, it has everything to do with rest, as Muruti Ray, you said, and also Muruti Muraka mentioned about stop. It has everything to do with you stop everything. That's not stopping everything just for the sake of stopping, but it does have a meaning why you are stopping whatever you've been doing. And then when you understand, we'll come to that place, as you mentioned, Muruti, that Sabbath is the rest that we have in the person or in the Messiah. It's not something, but it is a state. I can say a state of a mind that makes somebody be in a space whereby he has nothing else that can trouble him or her. But you have that peace that comes from the Messiah, the peace that comes from Elohim the Father, the peace that comes to you and says shalom. You are in that space of being in the shalom of God. You know, you are in the Sabbath, actually. Because that time where there's no shaking, there's nothing that you can be pursuing whatsoever. But you feel that comfort that comes from the Messiah. Already you are living the Sabbath. Because when you have to check the Bible, I'll take one book in the Bible whereby it speaks in different ways. And some people will say, yeah, let's just keep it as the sixth day. The sixth day or the seventh day. Or is it the seventh day? It's going to be our rest. Now the question is, what is the seventh day? When is the seventh day? Because when you talk about the calendar, some of the people are not following the calendar that we are so-called following. Because some people, their calendar is not exactly the way we're following our calendar. And if you have to say, okay, let's keep it in terms of day or in terms of whatever that comes to our mind, you might be wrong. You might be doing something that is not proper. Then when you come back to the place whereby we understand that Sabbath is not just a thing, but Sabbath is a person, then you understand that I can have my Sabbath anytime because I am in Him. I'm living that rest in Him, that my Sabbath can be anytime. Muruti Muraka mentioned about that whatever that happened in the past was a teaching, was to tell, because remember that the people of Israel, they had a king who happened to be the father of Elohim. And then as he was leading them, it was so normal for them to because there was a time where he had to say, you leave everything, you consecrate this day, and that day you don't just consecrate it for the sake of consecrating it, but you make it become holy. Mm. You make it become a day where you consecrate yourself unto me. Mm. The day where you give yourself unto me. Mm. And that day we spend time together. Now, as the time evolves, we get to a place whereby Jesus Christ coming, the Messiah coming, and putting into us that we are not resting in God in one day or in a certain day. We rest in God all the time. That means in Him we have the rest. That means if we can understand that, it's no longer a matter of a day or a matter of a certain time, but it's a matter of life.
Mm.
When we start understanding that, then it changes the way we have to approach it.
Yeah.
As you said, some people will talk about denominations and stuff. We're not in there. But even when you read the Bible, example, I'm going to just take some scriptures here that in Leviticus. Muruti Muraka mentioned some scriptures but I'm going to take some scripture in Leviticus. I'm going to go in the book of Leviticus, 23. I'm going to read three scriptures in different times. I'm going to read chapter 3, 23, verse 3. I'm going to read 32, and I'm also going to read 39. Now, 23, 3 says what? The Sabbath. For 6 days, work may be done. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of complete rest.
Mm.
A holy convocation, calling together, you shall not do any work. For that day, it is the day, it is the Sabbath of the Lord, wherever you may be. Meaning what? On that day, it was work was excluded.
Mm.
That means there's nothing that could do. No work, no nothing. It means even the cooking could not be done on the seventh day.
Yeah.
You
could not even put a fire, yes.
No fire, no nothing.
Mm.
It means that day was a day of consecration, meaning that knowing that man did not have another way of consecrating himself to the Father, and the Father gave them a day. Say, hey, this day don't do anything. But focus on me and me alone.
Yeah.
Don't do anything. Don't go anywhere. Stay home. You lose something that day, you lose it. It's gone.
Mm.
You cannot go and look for it. Now, people got to the place whereby they were not stuck. They did not know what to do because they have to follow that. You know, following that, it becomes somehow, you remember, based also looking at all the laws that, the fathers put in front of the Israelites, none of them could be able to do what? To keep up with that. Somehow, as human, we can make a decision today and tomorrow not being able to fulfill it. Now, in the same book of Leviticus, when you go to verse 30, 32, there is another concept of a Sabbath.
Mm.
It says this, it is to be to you a Sabbath of complete rest, and you shall humble yourselves On the ninth day, that means the ninth day, they're talking about nine now. The ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to evening, you shall keep your Sabbath.
Mm.
It means at that time already it moves. It's no longer the seventh day.
Mm.
Now here is another introduction of a consecration on a ninth day in the month.
Mm.
You have to consecrate that day. Based on what? You've been maybe evolved into something,
And the Lord says, do what you have to do, and there will be a time where you have to suffer. Remember, there was a time where, for instance, they have to go harvest, for instance. They have to go for harvest. Mm-hmm. And if they are in the business of harvesting, whatever they put as the crops, it might happen that they find themselves that they don't have time to stop doing the harvest. And then as they do that, the day they will take the rest, it might not be the same day Leviticus 23:3 says. Mm-hmm. It could be another day. But I'm not saying it could be, but here it's another instruction that is given to them. Mm. The 9th day. This is another occasion. Now, let's go to 39. 39 says this. On exactly the 15th day, it changes again. On the 15th day of the 7th month.
Yeah.
Now, the 7th month is not considered as our 7th month here. Mm. The 7th month is considered as October.
Mm.
Now, you find out that their calendar, the 7th month, is October.
Mm.
Now, if it is in October, and then it won't be any day, they said the 15th day, that means the 15th day of the month of October, what do you have to do? When you are gathered in the crops, now here they're talking about the land, as I mentioned. They're talking about when you are gathering your crops of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord on the feast of the Lord for 7 days. Now, they say you're going to celebrate for 7 days, and what will happen? With a Sabbath rest on the first day and a Sabbath rest on the 8th day.
Mm.
That means the first day you start celebrating, you go in the Sabbath. And when you finish, you go 1 day extra. That will be again your Sabbath. Then you see that now, if you have to follow all this, we'll see that whoever that is coming up by saying that my Sabbath is in a certain day, and he said that if you don't really also maybe worship on that day, means that you are out.
Mm.
Already that person is not right, because it's not right according to the Bible. And you are gone out. You need to understand why even the Father could say, go for the 7th day or 7th day or 15th day. On the 15th day after your work that you've been doing, you will be now celebrating for 7 days. But as you start your 7 days, the first day, it will be your Sabbath.
Mm.
And when you finish your 7th day, on the 8th day, it's another Sabbath that you have to observe. Now, based on all this, if people need to understand, as I've said, instead of asking a question of what is the Sabbath, we should have maybe asked the question, who is the Sabbath?
Mm.
Now, you see that as we go forward, you've mentioned that already. If we go forward, as we'll be now talking about it, you see that the Sabbath has a name. The Sabbath has its origin. The Sabbath has been established by someone. And that Sabbath is established for what purpose? And if we do it outside of him, it does not make sense anymore. But if we do it in him, it makes sense.
Mm.
And this is, the debate has to be around that. If people understand, then we're going to avoid all this fight, as Muruti Murat ended by saying, we'll avoid all this fight by stating that you need to do what I'm doing. If you don't do what I'm doing, that means you are in a false religion, for instance, or you are not doing the right thing. But here we're not discussing any religion, but we are discussing what the Bible says.
All right.
Thank you, Muruti.
I hear you quite well. My question is, what is the Sabbath? Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Thank you for those who are bringing in their WhatsApps there. Thank you so much, Nane. Thank you, Babongane. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And it's just amazing. The people rested on the seventh day, Exodus 16, verses 30, and then chapter 20, verse 18, remember that day and keep it holy. And then 13 to 15, work shall be done for 6 days, the seventh day, the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Elohim. Whoever does any other work on the Sabbath, he shall be put to death, because that will be to dishonor the Father. There's something that has to do with the honor of the Father in the covenant, the honor of the Father, right? And in Exodus chapter 35, verses 3, you shall kindle no fire throughout your dwellings. And then Muruti Muraka said, then work will stop. so that the father be honored. Work should stop and the father must be honored. And he should be honored. And this we see also through the works of his son. We see that the honor should come. And in the so-called Old Testament, we see the symbolic referral to the Son of the Most High and the wisdom of salvation in him. Leviticus 26, verses 2, you shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. His sanctuary, to reverence his sanctuary, his dwelling place, his throne room, the church, which also brings you and me in, because we are that. And moreover, we had become the temple of the Holy Spirit individually. So we had become those sanctuaries. And it says then you, in reverence, you know, keep my Sabbaths in reverence and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Elohim, which means let us observe the honor of him dwelling in us, which is something that we never look into. To observe the honor of the Father, the presence of the Father, the Spirit of the Father dwelling in us. And we, because of this covenant, remember I said in the beginning, it is also the covenant, not just only convocations where people just fellowship, but like the captain. No, no. It's also that we are his sanctuaries. He dwells in us. He sets up his rule in us. He sets up his law in us, in our hearts. And we need to honor that, observe that. Deuteronomy 5:12, observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy as the Elohim Yahuwah had commanded you. It is also a time of referring to the holiness of the Father. Looking at ourselves and referring to the holiness of the Father with regards to us. If we are that sanctuary, if Christ now is that, then that is why Christ speaks about repent, for the kingdom of the Father is at hand. When we come back, I'm asking this question to Muruti Murakam. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We're talking about the Sabbath, what it is even all about. It should be Christ. The Sabbath, what it is.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.